like to thank IndieMedia and ESKI for the radio broadcast. And now, if you have noticed, we're taking over again.
The reality, and this is a challenge, so it's not necessarily an insult to the
Hello, this is Manuel. I'm standing in front of Stage 2 with Gregory Newby, or is it Newby? Newby, who just talked about hacker ethics. So could you please resume us the presentation in a few minutes?
Well, sure. There's really one basic thesis, which is that hackers perform actions by running programs or writing code, and that we have an opportunity when we run those programs to communicate some of our values. And essentially, I'm characterizing that as ethical behavior. If we do something which has value and thought, then that sounds ethical. If we do something which is not so thoughtful and sort of random or convenient, then we're not behaving ethically. And I think that since the behavior in both cases is pretty similar, you know, maybe you're writing an exploit or you're releasing information about something you found, the activity is similar. The difference is in the additional things or in how you communicate. Documentation, default program behavior, that type of thing.
So basically, if the hacking is legal or illegal, it's not relevant for the ethical question.
No, I don't think the laws concerned with computer crime do a very good job of reflecting the reality. And this is a challenge, so it's not necessarily an insult to the lawmakers, although maybe they deserve to be insulted, I don't know. But it's very difficult, I think, to say what is the value of, say, damaging a website compared to the value of damaging a house or a car or something like that. And what's happened now, of course, is because of everything being controlled by computers, the law enforcement and lawmakers are very concerned that you know, there might be something simple like a website defacement, and yet if we punish that very severely, it will prevent you know, real damage, like, you know, whatever, the air traffic control system being damaged.
So do you have any kind of solution for this problem, law not being adequate to the whole hacking problem?
Well, I think it will continue. In fact, I think we've already heard a couple of sessions at PAL that indicate that the trend is for even stricter laws, and really, I would say, for them to be less consistent with reality. Certainly, the United States Digital Millennium Copyright Act is a great example of that, where it when you explain it to somebody, they immediately understand that this is not the way they think intellectual property should work. So I think we're still in a period where things that informed, intelligent people would consider to be just okay are going to be found to be illegal.
Okay, now another question. In the presentation, you talked about learning how to use the tools and just becoming wiser and making more ethical choices. In the conversation with the other journalist before, you also talked that younger people were doing the most damage or the most criminal actions. Could you please explain?
Well, I think my belief is that the number of actions by young people is far greater than the number of actions by older people. And I think part of that is basically a lack of judgment or maybe a lack of thought or forethought. If I run a script that goes and automatically routes a bunch of machines, basically, so what? There are, you know, millions of machines on the internet, and with any script, if I have a little patience, I will, you know, gain access to these machines. This is not so impressive to anybody, and yet, who has the time and also the relative lack of judgment? I think that's going to be young people.
Do you have any kind of solution, or do you just consider this to be okay, young people having fun? Which is basically not that bad, defacing sites or routing servers.
Yeah, I agree. I think in most cases it's really not that bad, and we're overreacting. We haven't really seen legal cases that I'm aware of where very young people have been sent to jail or been given very harsh sentences for something fairly trivial, like maybe getting access to your school's computer system, things like that. And yet, clearly that same type of behavior is something that there's a certain fear of. These laws are there because the people that make the laws are afraid, or they believe that they're threatened by behavior. And even though the laws might not send a 12-year-old to jail for running a little DDoS script or something like that, those same laws possibly could be used against someone older that does basically the same thing.
So as a hacker, what tools do I have to make ethical choices if I program an exploit or publish documentation? What should I do to direct the whole thing so it won't be basically a bad choice?
Well, at the risk of sounding like a computer science teacher, you can add comments to your code and say, I wrote this code because here is what I believe. Here are some of the uses of the code. Here are some other uses which you could make, except I urge you to make different decisions and not make such uses. So I think you can put that in your code, and when you share your program, then those values go out with the code. The other thing that I think is very simple, and so these are two things that I think anyone can do that's writing a program, is to have default behaviors which are consistent with your ethics. So to have a default behavior that tries to trash some particular website versus having default behavior that explores your own system that you have access to, these are easy, you can go one way or the other very easily. And yet, if you don't make a choice, then the next person who runs the program will maybe choose where it goes and make a decision not consistent with your wishes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a question about this. I think a few months ago on Backtrack, an exploit was posted, which was basically just a DOS attack for another server. And the author then said it was to make people react. Would you consider this action ethical or not?
Well, I think it could be, and I don't recall what that server was, but I remember there was a protest, and NATO? I can't remember. One of the websites was subjected to a DDoS where you downloaded some JavaScript. So this has a message, right? In the case of just some company that pissed you off because they, gave you a bad, warranty service or something like that, there's not a whole lot of higher purpose going on there, and probably you could get a better response writing them a letter or doing something like that rather than doing something that the company in this case would perceive as being a real threat, even though it isn't, of course. I mean, denial of service attack, with few exceptions, is something that's just not anything more than an inconvenience.
I'm going to ask a question which has been asked before. Do you think hackers are going to have a bigger role in the anti-globalization protest actions?
Yeah, my answer is that I hope so. I hope they do, because I think that hackers have a lot to offer. The infrastructure of the systems that we're trying to change are based on computers, and to a large extent. Things like international payments, things like shipping, things like the email systems used inside governments and companies. These are parts of the, if you want to characterize it as like an evil machine, these are all parts of the machine, right? And so if we care as hackers enough to take some sort of action, I think we have a better opportunity than someone who's marching in the street with a sign or throwing a Molotov cocktail or something like that. We have the opportunity to have if we work hard, very far-reaching and direct action against an organization, much more than inconvenience.
In Germany, a month ago, there was a hacker action with anti-globalization, which it was the US attack against the Lufthansa site, because Lufthansa was deporting people to third world countries where they came from, had political problems. There was big protest in the hacker scene also, if this was going to be useful or not, and actually it was not useful. Would you consider this a good action for hackers to do? And
essentially, I'd say that's a good action. You know, the details might not be so good. It's one of those things where you have to say, oh, you know, are the employees of Lufthansa going to be hurt? Are the people who are getting exported going to be hurt? And sometimes it's hard to know. But if this resulted in some publicity for the cause, and if it resulted in some inconvenience to the company, then I'd say basically great. You know, this is much better than hacked by Chinese.
Yeah, well, basically the company was not very inconvenienced. The server ran normally, and I think the people which were mostly inconvenienced were other users of the ISPs, or the bouncers which were used for script.
Yeah, but the thing about that is, if there was media coverage, if the issue that the hackers wanted to raise got a few minutes on the nighttime news or a few columns in the newspaper, and this is something they wouldn't have had otherwise, or they, you know, maybe got a little different treatment, then again, I say this sounds great. You know, you can't force the media to cover issues that you care about very easily, and if you're able to do that, then overall you've had some sort of success. And again, whether or not it, you know, things happen, it might backfire, like you say, it might hurt unintended persons, and yet at least there was that, hopefully, that benefit of raising awareness.
Do you have anything to add for our listeners?
Well, just that I'm essentially trying to be prescriptive. I'm trying to make some recommendations that I think hackers can follow fairly easily, and yet maybe often are not so thoughtful about. And so the word really is thoughtfulness, and I think that by being thoughtful about where your message will go, you know, what will happen when you release code, what will happen when you send out some sort of message describing exploit, that type of thing. If you can do this, then you can maybe have an effect which is much larger than not doing it.
Okay, thank you for the interview.
just for your information, in the wrestling tent is now the story of Steel and Havenko. And on stage 2 is the technical introduction into the GNU Herd operating system. And on stage 3 you can hear something about taking the brain from reverse engineering to optimization.
Get a drink, have a good time now. Welcome to paradise. Paradise. Paradise.
And the wall reads a quarter past midnight.
Oh. I like it. I wanted to. With my hands around a white man's throat, digging.
Station 5, the channel with a sympathetic English accent.
Yeah, okay, we have some more information for you. On stage 1, there's the Wow Holland Memorial Session. It's from the CCC, and we don't know exactly if it is on stage 1 or in the open air amphitheater, but it is right beside. And on stage 2 is Demonstrate Hercules Running Linux /390 on Debian, and I don't know exactly what it is, but you can look there.
Space Station 5.
I am curious, Lieutenant. What does it mean, groovy?
There is only one way to find out. Listen to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM.
Thank you.
there's a good scream or some kind of response.
Got the information that the Wow Holland Memorial Session will take place in the restaurant. So go to the restaurant if you want to go to the Memorial Session for Wow Holland.
Listen to Space Station 5.
I am curious, Lieutenant.
that was on the furthest corner of the campsite of Hell 2001, a blue tent with a sign, no connectivity, exclamation mark, the Slacker's Saloon. What is the Slacker's Saloon?
The Slacker's Saloon is a oase of, as you said, non-connectivity in a very connected event, and in a very connected world. And the idea is not mine. All credit should go to Walter von der Kreisen, who devised the concept for the next 5 minutes conferences, which are extremely hectic affairs where all kind of people are coming, and so many people, so many issues. You know the famous complaints that we are far too few activists chasing after far too many issues. And these kind of conferences are kind of highlights of that, a kind of summit of coming together. And he thought that it would be nice that if people could relax somewhere. And usually this kind of thing is not provided. It's part of the program, which, well, you are so busy with organizing all kind of things and getting your content together and the people. You don't think about the fact that it's also nice to be calm and quiet and have a place where you can meet among friends and not talk shop. It's basically about that. Well, Slacker's Saloon is a no-talk shop area and concept. And if you do that at a hackers convention, of course you ensure that there's no connectivity, no internet, no electronics. But there is a nice atmosphere. There is a kind of orientalist surroundings. You can drink tea, Turkish tea and Moroccan tea and chai, and can have all kind of sweets and so on. If I'm in the mood, I will even do some snacks for you. But it's an area of quietness. There's no specific program, and of course the not the most important thing, but maybe the crucial and symbolic thing about it, it's its name. The Slacker's Saloon is called Solaris, and that is not the ITC firm, but you should pronounce it in Russian, Solaris, which is the film by Andrei Tarkovsky of 1972, which is usually recounted as the converse film of A Space Odyssey, 2001, A Space Odyssey, of which the name HAL comes from. So we close the circle. But indeed, I consider the Slacker's Saloon as... I consider the Slacker's Saloon as the closing of the circle, that again is not my idea. It's the idea of the techies who are here. And when I suggested and proposed doing the Slacker's Saloon months and months ago, when preparations for HAL 2001 started in earnest, the idea was immediately embraced by the techies, and they were wildly enthusiastic. So enthusiastic, in fact, that they immediately thought of all kind of technical means to ensure no connectivity would be there. And I said, no, we keep it social. Now there is a basket at the front door, provided it was by one of the Uber techie, by the way, and there you can deposit your mobile and your porto and your laptop or whatever, and go inside and enjoy the atmosphere. And as far as Solaris is concerned, the film, by a bit of luck, because I'm not a very good organizer, we finally, 2 days before, no, 1 day before we started, we got hold of the video, and we are showing it from time to time. And I've asked the organizers of HAL, the Uber organizers, say, that it be shown in the main hall Saturday evening or Saturday night. It's a really worthwhile film.
What are slackers anyway?
Slackers are basically people doing nothing, but you can't keep at that for your whole existence. So just like you have this concept of temporary autonomous zone, we think it's nice if everybody is a temporary slacker from time to time. And you can realize this by various means. One of the ideas I like the most, and I try to stick to, is the idea by PM from Zurich, the writer of Bolo Bolo, who said that Wednesday should be made a free day. So on Wednesday you slack. And here, well, at this convention, well, you slack whenever you like it. And if you like to do it in appropriate surrounding, you come to the Slacker's Saloon.
How's the interest so far from hackers for Slacker?
It's not massive, but I'm quite happy with that. I think it comes because it's not well advertised. Bamboo cancer. But I've seen that quite some people are able to find us. I guess the interest will pick up in the coming days. And in fact, I'm a bit worried about it because I cannot really get massive crowds in here. I mean, they say there will be something like 3,000 visitors. Even if only 10% show up, that would be too much. So, well, just like a saloon is going to be this very elite place where maybe 1% of the visitors of Hall 2001 will show up. And I'm not unhappy with that. I don't consider it, by the way, as elite to come here. It's more a question of luck. Maybe if you follow the ideas which are also at the basis of the film Salieris, then you would think that the people who come here, they come by kind of luck. As people who don't come, well, they don't come also by kind of luck. So it's how it goes.
Thank you, Bruce. Who are you and what do you want to talk about?
I'm Ariane Dekking and I'm a student fish therapy and I'm in my fourth year right now. And what I'm doing here is giving an RSI project.
And RSI, what's that again?
RSI is mouse arm. You're getting that from working hours after each other behind the computer, and there are a lot of symptoms in it in your neck, arm, wrist, and hands, fingers. Over here, there's a silent area, and there's my tent standing. We have got two treatment couches, and I'm giving private consultation, but also group sessions if there are enough people. So they can share their experiences, and there will be also a relaxation therapy for 1 hour each day for people who are afraid to get RSI, but also for people who are already having RSI.
And why would I want to go to your tent?
Well, maybe you're afraid to get RSI. Maybe you are a hacker and sitting for several hours each day behind your computer. Maybe you already have got some symptoms. Or maybe you are a real patient and you want to know what to do about it.
So if I already got some professional advice and even a little bit of treatment, I can go for free to your tent.
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're afraid for getting RSI, or if you already are a patient and having RSI, come to my tent. It's in the silent area of the hall 2001. We also have got a website with real-life movies on it with exercises. Check it out. It's www.rsi2001.org.
And you were mentioning something about lectures.
Yeah, tomorrow night between 7:30 till 8:30, we are giving a lecture in Tent 3.
So that's Saturday night between
7:30 and 8:30.
Stage 3. Thank you very much.
This is Jasper and Sol taking over the airwaves on HAL Radio 97.1. We're going to be playing for the next 2 hours. If you have any announcements you'd like to make, want to give a short interview, or donate some music, that'd be more than grateful. Right now there's some news going on, and Jasper's going to speak about that.
At this moment, there is the Wauw Holland Memorial going on. As you might all know, he died. Because of that, we want to start off with a 1 minute silence. And in the rest of the show, if anyone wants to say anything about that, please come by.
Like a stepchild. Watch this. You and I. That's a history. Lies. Late night. Same time. I've got my history. Lies. Our bodies are made up.
Thank you. Whitman.
anyone wants to break their ears from the radio for a little while, in the restaurant, they're now having freedom downtime.
And in the sea stand is the memorial for Wauw Holland.
Finally just got some real music, so enjoy.
Take my new clone. Waiting someone to come around. Yo, don't tell. Let's go.
Yo! Me and me gun in a me hand and me dead if I go at once. Go me send the cop at the scene and come back without a tip. Me free fry me papa for knees up. To them one this is marathon crew. Gun in a me hand and me dead if I go at once. Go me send the cop at the scene and
come back. Take off to his beard. Heute Leute, was soll jetzt noch so weit, was du kannst? miasteczek. Jest pan dziś na pan znaczy, do mnie tam też mi okazji. Wymaczcie się do kolizji, patrzę lili na tym nasem. To ja tam nie gra, patrzę za chcę, wolę wiary w nas.
That a wiki server for Hall 2001 is up. For those who don't know what a wiki is, W-I-K-I, it's a website where any visitor can alter the content in a simple way to easily share information. To reach the wiki guest site, type http://wiki/ in your browsers and enjoy. Check that out.
Show me. and we're rich. It's too fucking hot in this freezing country. This is a song from the rock and roll album. It's all down.
Wir haben Dash,
tym się wcalił. Tu jeszcze wcale przed barankiem. Hej, hej, za co ty jak? 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 Jak nie słysza, on twój poznaj. Ciężka noc, kiedy masz tubelę. Przepnie dwele, jedź na Berlin. Tam goś, tu kompleżan. To, to, tu kompleżan. Tam goś, tu kompleżan. To, to, tu kompleżan.
Nowych kanien in Fresschen. Wo alle Menschen ihr Echt verlieren. Da kann ihnen nur noch eins passieren. Deutschland muss sterben, damit wir leben können. 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 Himmel, rot ist die Erde. Stolz sind die Hände der Bonzenschweine. Doch der Bundesrat, das stoßt weit ab. Denn Deutschland wird tragen dich zu Grab. Wo Faschisten Muldis das Land regieren. Wo Leben und Unbekannten interessieren. Wo alle Menschen ihr Ich verlieren. Da kann eigentlich nur noch eins passieren. Deutschland muss sterben, damit wir leben können. Deutschland muss sterben, damit wir leben können. Deutschland muss sterben. Damit wir leben können. Deutschland muss sterben. Damit wir leben können.
AKWs und Computer, Leben verbessern. Bewaffnete Roboter, überall. Doch Deutschland, wir bringen dich zum Fall.
Deutschland muss sterben, damit wir leben können. Deutschland muss sterben, damit wir leben können. Deutschland muss sterben, damit wir leben können. Deutschland muss sterben. Damit wir leben können,
Deutschland verrecken.
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 Damit wir leben können,
Deutschland.
Big and the face of the best I've ever seen in all this big, the Take a bite. them that take the cash. They won't charge enough for their factful talk. R.A.R. badges in their protest wall. Bands of white men standing in a pile. Addicted to ice cream, the can in a doll. Black man's got his problems, he's right to deal with it. Not for yourself, girl, for your white little shit. If you care to take a closer look at the way things really stand, you'd see we're all just niggas to the rulers of this land. Punk was punk, don't answer 2 years of crap. A way of saying no, we'd always said yep. The moment we saw, originally free. They invented the dividing line between credit and sea. The 25 factors of politics and class. Lefty match on three fighters with a drink up. A ship got a race to a camera on a street. Here was time to form a fashion for a social elite. Bigotry and blindness, a Marxist god. Another clever trick to keep us all in line. Three little labels to keep us all about. Keep us all divided when the travels stop.
Hey, that's not the guy.